Today's date, November 25th. Thanks, motherfucking giving, baby. And this is the Mind War. On the air?
No, you're a
fucking bitch.
Alright.
Yeah, you're gonna have to warn me, Doug, when you start doing things, because fucking, yeah.
Dude.
I'm not fucking ready.
Look at your clock. What does it say? 12?
I don't know what the fuck. I'm not looking at a fucking clock. I'm not fucking...
I warned you. I was like, yo, I'm playing the music.
Fucking told me you were playing the music when you started playing the music. Fuck that shit. Give me this fucking nonsense.
Hold on. You're just whining because you can't find your cigarette.
It's not even that, dude. It's that fucking... I said the wrong day and shit. Thursday, November 25th. This is the mother fucking Mind War Thanksgiving edition. I just got fucking home not too long ago. From spending, you know, Thanksgiving eating and whatnot. And now I can't find my motherfucking cigarettes. God damn it. And if I just heard Paranoia say, hold on. Did I really hear that?
No,
yeah.
I'm back.
Okay, here, he's here. All right. Anyway, once again, Rigel 5 is, you know...
Thanksgiving vacation.
Yeah, he's on a little vacation, so he isn't here tonight. But I am here. I am Decoder, of course. And we've got a previous guest who's been on here before. My main man, Paranoia.
Yeah, I go by Paranoia on FNAF.
I knew you were going to say that, dude. I knew you were going to fucking say that. Yes, just so everyone knows, he goes by Paranoia on FNET. And that's not with an I, that's with a
pipe.
A pipe, that's right. So that's P-A-R-A-N-O, pipe A. We used to call him Paranola. But anyway. Any fucking way. Yeah, this is the Mind War. And right off the bat, excuse me, holy shit. Fuck. Just in case anyone out there listening on Rant Radio to this live fucking stream tonight doesn't know, there's something special on the defaultradio.com website, www.defaultradio.com. So if you don't know about it already, go over there and check out the little special thing we did for y'all for this holiday. Anyway, it shouldn't really be called a holiday because isn't holiday technically... another word for holy day, and how is Thanksgiving a holy day?
I don't think it is. I saw in the news, though, that some guy said it was and that he could prove it, but I didn't stay around to watch their segment on that.
So some noob thinks he could prove that it's a religious thing?
Yeah, but I didn't listen.
Christianity is what he's trying to say is the religion, huh?
Probably.
Even though all these Christian religions are pagan anyway, they're around long before Christianity ever fucking reared its ugly head.
Okay.
But anyway, fucking... We should get into a little bit about Thanksgiving, because nobody really knows. They sit around. What are you taught in school, in public schools, that you know, the pilgrims and the Indians fucking had this big feast, and they ate turkey and shit, and they were all friends and stuff. And whether or not that is true is debatable. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't really sound too believable.
Yeah, it doesn't sound believable. You're right. It defies logic. But anyway, I guess they're giving thanks to the bounty of the land. It may have been, you know, since when these fucking retard pilgrims, because they were all Puritans and everyone hated them, you know, they weren't leaving England for religious freedom. They were being kicked out because they were dicks. You know, keep that in mind. They didn't come here searching religious freedom. They came here searching a place that they wouldn't get fucking killed for being assholes. But anyway, fucking, I guess it was, you know, of course it was a tough time living here, living off the land, you know, new place. Having to build everything yourself. So maybe, you know, I guess they're trying to say that the first Thanksgiving was maybe the first bountiful fucking beginning of winter season. The first couple of them may have been pretty fucking tough, you know?
This holiday doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But you know what? A day off from work and a shitload of food, you don't see me complaining, fuckers.
Yeah, I don't even like turkey, though, but, yeah.
Well, you don't have to eat turkey. I mean, you don't... Yeah. See, this is another thing. Rituals and tradition, I don't get into all that. You know, it doesn't need to be a ritual. Somebody's trying to call me. I think I'm cutting out. It's that girl trying to call me. Anyway, you don't need to eat turkey. You can eat... Just spend your time with your family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean, but
if you're lucky enough
day
to...
Off,
yeah,
day off work, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no, we're not complaining. You know, this whole ritual about you have to eat this meal early and shit, I don't get into all that. It's like, I don't know about anybody else out there, but at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I can't sit down and eat a big meal. It's just not going to happen.
By the time I woke up, everyone was done eating dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, talk to me at like 6 or 7. Or at like 9 o'clock, man. 9 o'clock, dude, I'll eat a whole fucking turkey.
Yeah.
You know, but this whole early dinner, I'm just not down with it. But anyway,
nothing makes any sense. Yeah.
You know what I don't know, and I want? This is what I want emails. Speaking of that, I hope we have some emails that we can read, Doug. But I want people to send emails to themindwar@themindwar.com.
Yeah,
and I want
a new email.
All right, cool. I want the people out there listening to tell us why Thanksgiving is on a different day in Canada.
What day is it in Canada?
I don't know, but I know it's not today.
Really?
Yeah, I want to know. I'd like to know. But anyway, yeah, dude. Let's just get straight to fucking emails, man. I want to hear what people have to say.
No, we haven't had no new emails.
Oh, was that what you said? Well, you shouldn't have interrupted me because I don't listen when people interrupt me. No. All right, so no new emails. Nobody sent an email. Well, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. Since they're not sending emails, you know what? I'm just not going to talk. How about that?
Yeah.
Whose fucking noise is that? Whose phone noise is that? I mean, whose mic noise?
Mike's noise?
No, it's not on my end.
It's not on my end.
Oh, no. I'll check it out. Just keep doing the show.
All right. Is it windy where you are, dude? Paranoia?
No, dude, I'm inside. Dude, I said it's not on my end.
Yeah, it might be just a phone.
My mic, my speaker doesn't reproduce sound that goes into the mic, and I hear it, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's very weird.
I caught it on the recorder.
No, let's keep going. Who cares? Anyway, fuck that. I don't care. It's the holiday fucking edition of this fucking bullshit show, so. Anyway.
Okay.
People got to start sending us emails, though. I'm getting sick of that shit. We want emails. We want feedback. How many people are on the stream, Doug? You know what I'm saying? These people can't send us an email? TheMindWar@TheMindWar.com or Decoder@DefaultRadio.com or Doug@DougTV.com or fucking shit. Send it anywhere. We'll get it. Send it to someone we know. They'll forward it.
Did the noise go away?
Yeah, the noise went away. What was it?
Ah, it was a cordless phone problem.
Yeah. Cordless phones are bullshit.
That's kind of weird.
Well, I'm probably on here to talk about fluoride and prescription drugs, which are pretty much the same.
Oh, shut the hell up. You'll wait till I tell you to talk about that shit.
Fuck you, too.
No, anyway, no, he is exactly right. We got paranoia here, reporting from the health front. And, excuse me, he's going to tell us all about fluoride prescription drugs and other really bad shit for you. So why don't you let us know? First of all, Paranoia, sodium fluoride.
Sodium fluoride is...
Where does it come from?
Fluorine is a natural trace mineral, which is actually essential for life, but in very small quantities.
Hmm.
Actually, a dose of over, I believe, over one part per million is toxic, and the dose that's put in tap water is about 0.7 parts per million.
In tap water?
It's a trace mineral. You need very small amounts of it. It's being added to tap water to, I guess, feed the population, and the official story is to make... To make teeth stronger and prevent decay.
Now,
but a few things don't make sense, though.
Well, I've never seen any studies that even give even anecdotal evidence that fluoride is any good for your teeth.
Well, I don't know. It's deposited in bones and teeth, and apparently makes them stronger. It has something to do with calcium formation, but I think that's pretty much besides the point, because it's debatable whether it's good for your teeth. But right now, I'm not really sure about that, but what I do know is that, as I said, it's a trace mineral. You need very small amounts of it, but in water and in toothpaste, humans are being dosed with higher amounts of it that are normal.
Not just water and toothpaste.
Well, it's in everything because it's in the water, and the water goes down the drain, and then it gets into the soil, and then it gets into the plants, and it's in your food, and it's in everything by now.
It's in your sugary breakfast cereal.
Yes, fluoride flakes. And
fluoride flakes, yep.
Right.
They're poison.
Right. And all right, this is why it doesn't make sense. I mean, if tooth decay was really a problem, I mean, osteoporosis is really a problem too. Why aren't they adding calcium to water?
Yeah, why not? But
I mean, they enrich the FDA requires that like grains be enriched with certain nutrients like folate to prevent birth defect, but why do they got to put a fluoride in water? It doesn't really make any sense, especially when it's required in such small doses. Studies have shown that in rats, high doses of fluoride cause Alzheimer's-like lesions in the brain. So it's most likely that fluoride does cause brain damage. Fluoride leads calcium and magnesium from your body, which is probably one of the causes of osteoporosis, but I think what stands out is that the first time fluoride was added to water was in the concentration camps in Germany during World War II. The idea was that fluoride somehow acts on the brain or destroys parts of the brain to make a person more subservient.
Exactly right.
Right, so... I don't know. Fluoride causes brain damage. I mean, the Nazis seem to have this together. It's most likely that fluoride causes brain damage. It's obviously not good for you. And I'd also like to point out how similar fluoride is to most of the major tranquilizers and antipsychotics on the market and I think a few antidepressants.
Yeah, it's all in there.
Yeah, so since it's so structurally similar to all these antipsychotic and antidepressant drugs, it's most likely that fluoride is, in a way, psychoactive.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you know anything about antidepressants or antipsychotics, but especially antipsychotics will make a person more subservient and do what they say. It kills creativity, it kills independent thinking, and the person just does what you tell them to do. That's why they give it to people with schizophrenia, so they just sit down and do what they're told and don't have enough energy to create their own thoughts. So, yeah, it might be good for a crazy person. When you're treating a normal person, you're pretty much killing their independent thinking and, making them more subservient.
When I hear the problem here is how do you avoid it? Now, of course, you could not use toothpaste that has fluoride in it.
That's easy. You can get, I don't know why I use this Tom's of Maine natural toothpaste.
Yeah.
I think that's the major biggest source of fluoride that humans are getting.
Yeah, it's in their toothpaste. So just use fucking Tom's of Maine. I'm not aware of how many different places you can get Tom's of Maine, but I know you can get it, of course, in New England, in New York, Paranoia, you're in Northern California. You can get it there.
We got Safeways here. We have it there. We have it Whole Foods. I think you could even get it in Longs. Most stores are carrying it now.
Yeah, so there you go. Tom's of Maine. Now, of course, when you get these, like, bottled waters at the fucking grocery store or whatever, they even have the ones now with extra added fluoride.
Yeah, for kids, because I think, I mean, the fluoride really does destroy your brain in a way.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to get them when they're young.
Get them when they're young and when their brain's developing and most fragile. Actually, I think a Nazi official was quoted on saying that someone who drinks fluoridated water for a year will never be the same.
Yeah, most definitely. And we've all done it.
Right.
We've all fucking done it. Now,
so ways to avoid it. First of all, you can get the toothpaste. That's easy. Water is a little bit harder. Distilled water will, once you evaporate the water into steam and then condenses it back into water, will get rid of fluoride because fluoride doesn't evaporate at the same temperature water does.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll work. That'll probably work, but I don't know. This is one doctor was going around saying distilled water is like bad for you because it turns acidic and like leaches minerals out of your body. But there's no scientific evidence to say that, so I'm not.
The problem is, I mean, no matter what you drink, it's gonna probably have fucking fluoride. And I mean, like if you drink a beer or a Pepsi.
Oh right, yeah.
I mean, where'd that water come from?
Right. So I guess the best way is to either you can distill your own water at your house or use a reverse osmosis. That'll work.
Yeah, reverse osmosis is probably a better idea.
It doesn't remove all the fluoride and minerals, so it's probably a little bit better, but it removes about something like 99%, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, you're good to go. Now, of course, there's all sorts of foods that got fluoride in it.
Right.
You know, not your breakfast cereal just being one of them. And what's that website, fluoridewatch.org?
I think so. I can pull it up right now.
Is it fluoride-watch or just fluoridewatch.org?
Let me Google it real quick. Fluoridealert.org?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what Google's pulling up right now.
Okay, so what's the website?
Fluoridealert.org.
No hyphen. Just one word. Okay, very cool. Fluoridealert.org. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to find out about this shit. It's bad for you. It fucking makes you dumb. We're already screwed by it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing you can do now, I guess. But
I don't think you can say it actually does, but it may be. I mean, a lot of things don't make sense why it's being put in water. And, you know, the whole deal with the Nazis, whether it's made up or not, it's pretty shady. But I think the studies that do come out that says it causes Alzheimer's in rats is enough proof to avoid it anyway.
Yeah, avoid the fuck out of it.
Even if everything else isn't true.
Yeah, it's about the size of it, man.
Right.
I
think another problem with medicating the population is aspartame, which is an artificial sweetener.
Man, you think we got time to go into aspartame? Because you might have to get a high fructose corn syrup.
I'm just talking about ones with like direct psychological effects right now.
All right. So aspartame. See,
really quick. I don't know. Aspartame has been proven to cause brain damage in humans.
And this is the goes by the brand name. Aspartame goes by the brand name NutraSweet, and we talk a lot about on the Mind War about hiding things in plain sight. And one of my favorite things about aspartame and NutraSweet, more importantly, is the logo for NutraSweet is one of them fucking little spinny wheels that's supposed to hypnotize you. That's the logo for a mind drug posing as an artificial sweetener. It's kind of fucking interesting when you think about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not to mention that they say it's an artificial sweetener. I put sweetener in quotes because I don't know about you. I don't know about anybody else. But aspartame is pretty bitter and medicine-y to my tongue. I don't know about anyone else, but it sure as shit ain't sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it's fucking bitter. I mean, the last time I checked, that was like the fucking opposite of sweet.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever.
It doesn't make any sense, but I don't know. People are maybe just so brainwashed they just buy into it and drink it.
And all those diet sodas, you get your diet fucking Coke, diet Pepsi, diet whatever. If it's a carbonated beverage diet, that shit has aspartame in it. Now,
and
if you want to find out the story behind aspartame, how the FDA approved it and everything else, and what Donald Rumsfeld has to do with all of it, I'm sure that a Google search will find all that information. So all I'm going to say is think about Donald Rumsfeld, NutraSweet, the FDA, Monsanto, and G.D. Searle, S-E-A-R-L-E, G.D. Searle Pharmaceuticals. All those things together in Google will give you plenty of information about fucking Donald Rumsfeld and his little NutraSweet empire and how the FDA approved fucking something just so horrible for your fucking health.
Right. Next, we'd like to go on to prescription drugs, which is...
Well, dude, you can't talk about aspartame without talking about the new one.
Well, what do you mean the new one?
Sucralose.
Well, I haven't seen anything about sucralose. It's pretty much sucrose with a chlorine atom added to it.
Well,
I haven't seen any problems with it besides it tastes nasty.
Well, yeah, well, no, it tastes a little better than aspartame.
Well, okay, it is pretty shady, so I haven't looked into it, but if you want to, go ahead and go.
All right, I'm just mention very, very quickly about sucralose. This is what I find shady about it. First of all, sucralose, which goes by the brand name Splenda, right? If anybody watches TV, they might have seen the commercials for Splenda, okay? And anyone who's seen them knows that it looks like a bad acid trip. That's what the commercial looks like. It looks like some sort of bad acid trip, okay? Don't ask me why it looks like that. Maybe the hiding thing is in plain sight again. And the other thing is, I find many, many bottled beverages where the second ingredient in the beverage is some sort of sugar, whether it be cane sugar, just plain sugar, high fructose corn syrup, you know what I'm saying? But then, for some odd reason, or for, in my opinion, for no reason at all, but, you know, they always have a hidden reason behind it, the very last ingredient is sucralose. Now, answer me this. If you already have fucking sugar in it, why do you feel the need to throw some sucralose in there? What are you trying to do? Get people used to the taste? What are you trying to do? Why is it there? There's already sugar. You don't need any more sweetener. And for examples of that, you can look at, I think the one that comes to mind is Arizona brand bottled ice cappuccino drinks. Take a look at one of those. Look at the ingredients. But anyway, you wanted to talk about prescription drugs, dude?
Right. Another way, which is pretty much the same thing besides fluoride and aspartame, is misuse of prescription drugs. The main idea behind here's the deal. Psychiatrists make their money by prescribing drugs. If you go to a psychiatrist, he'll find some reason, some excuse to give anyone a drug.
Yeah, no matter who you are.
Yeah, he'll find a reason because he doesn't really get money if you don't.
Yeah, you're leaving there no matter who you are, no matter what, whether you tell the complete truth about your life and about what's going on in your head, or whether you lie, no matter what the fuck, you're leaving there with a prescription for something.
Pretty much, psychiatrist philosophy is if something's not broken, fix it until it is. And, you know, by the time you feel like you're on drugs for a while, you do have problems, and now you're dependent on, like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, a whole bunch of them.
You know what's really odd about the...
Yeah?
Well, I hate to interrupt you, but lately there's been the whole thing about fucking... the testing that these drugs go through and how it's fucking subpar, and there's this whole all sorts of problems going on in the news. Well, I've known about this for a long time because when they do clinical studies on these drugs, this is my favorite. If someone exhibits adverse effects of any of these drugs that they're testing, they take those people out of the test and they say that this was a fucking a rare case. You know, some people just fucking have adverse effects. So the people that it's fucking up, they don't count them. And then they say, oh, fucking 99% of people who take this are fucking all good in the hood.
The FDA doesn't do the studies. The company that makes them.
Exactly.
And then reports to the FDA.
It's ridiculous.
For example, Prozac killed about 27 people, and it was still approved by the FDA. Most of those were because of suicide, but there were other, like, adverse reactions that... I mean, 27 people died while they were testing it and it still got approved, but whereas, like illicit drugs like marijuana and, like...
Nobody's ever died in 10,000 years.
And many hallucinogens, no one's really ever died from those by the time they were made illegal. So it's obviously the government wants to control some drugs in order to get in order to get a certain effect.
And well, it's because if people started doing fucking hallucinogens, they'd realize that everything is totally fucking wrong and fucked up.
Exactly. I'd like to get onto that in the next show.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely will. We don't have much time left, though, so I'll wrap this up with the prescription drugs.
Okay, I also like to say that, you know, people are saying, you know, why are the insurance companies refusing to pay for all these drugs if they're being, like, carelessly prescribed? Well, the answer is that is because drugs are a lot cheaper than therapy.
Yeah, most definitely.
The insurance companies are perfectly happy with giving out drugs for nothing. Also, in the school system, which is where I think where most of the is where most of the brainwashing starts. You know, you attack kids when they're really young. Is a lot of kids are being given ADD drugs like Ritalin. And
like Ritalin. Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally a made up disease.
There's no such thing as attention deficit.
Pretty much what they want, right? Pretty much what they want is they want kids to sit down and listen to what they tell them.
And shut the fuck up.
Easier. Yeah, and like, yeah, and just learn what they have to say and accept it. So, you know, you drug all your kids up with fluoride and with Ritalin, and pretty and you know, they're going to accept whatever they're told in school, and then they're going to grow up to be whatever the government wants them to be.
Cogs in the machine.
Right.
Productive members of society who really all they are is sheep. You live in a prison, and you just can't see the bars. We said it yesterday. I'm saying it again. It's fucking every day because it's happening every day. You are stuck in a fucking jail cell. Just you're able to walk around freely, but these people still control the fuck out of you. They control what goes on in your fucking body and in your mind. And you know what? Lock someone in a jail cell, but they still have their mind. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're taking that away from you. So this is the mind war. And that's about it, man. It's fucking... I just wanted to wrap this up quick. It's just about to hit 12:30, 9:30 Pacific. Doug, of course, has no shouts.
Yeah. KMFDM Ultra, is that all right?
For what, the closer?
Yeah, because we didn't discuss that. We kind of ran out of time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, start playing it right now. KMFDM Ultra, you're about to hear it.
Yeah, shouts to all the U.S. and coalition troops in Iraq and... shouts to everyone I kick it with on FNet.
Yeah, fuck FNet. And fuck Iraq.
Fuck you. that's it. I guess we're out.
Let me think who I want to give shout-outs to. Shouts to fucking Paranoia, of course, for joining me today again. Fucking shouts to that turkey that I ate. And and shouts to Spin for being on fucking last night, and of course, huge shouts for anyone who listens to this, anyone who sends this email, and anyone who fucking goes and checks out defaultradio.com for your little surprise. And that's it. We're out of here. Happy thanks, motherfucking giving. Fucking, what's the catchphrase for this show, Doug?
Everything is always on the mind. Oh, no. The real conspiracy is the official story.
The real conspiracy is that I don't know the catchphrase for this show. Later.